Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Spirit of America Party and the Spirit of America Party book. Our theme for tonight is Get Rid of the Rhinos Before We Get Rid of the Commos. We have 21 months left to get rid of the Communist Party. We will fail if we don't get rid of their apprentices first. The rhinos must be vaporized politically. They must be identified to their constituents so they can be removed. All Americans must realize Obama is a communist and all his goals are communist goals. There are 45 goals of the Communist Party that was read into the congressional record in 1962 or 63. You can Google them. Goal number 15, capture one or both of the political parties in the USA. They run the Party of Death, formerly known as Democrats. They have control over 15% of the Rhino Party. American policy is no longer made in the USA. It is made in Havana, Tehran, and Moscow. Obama, as a boy, was trained as a communist. His political daddy was Frank Marshall Davis, payroll communist who converted Obama to communism. We are in the first stage of Vietnam Part 2. Russia anti-aircraft missiles are being put in place to bring down Israeli and American warplanes. Obama knows that. This is the equal of the SAM sites built in Nam, while the Democrats said we could not bomb them because we would kill Russians who were killing Americans. Nam is on the Democrat Party. And they tried to make it look like it was Nixon, but he only cleaned up a bad traitorous act. Democrats get you into war and they leave you to die on the battlefield, and then they promise they'll never run again. We know, and just look at Benghazi, that says it all. We know Obama is betraying the USA, as is his Communist Party. All you have to do is see who was lined up to kill kids, burn the flag, bring in illegal unknowns who will vote communist, the college communists, the union thug communists, the media communists led by NBC, nothing but communists, and the New York and Communist Times. The nation is in the hands of the people behind the screen, the Stalins, the Berias, the Trotskys, the Holders, the Lynches, Soros, and Axelrods. Race cards is a weapon and lies are their swords. The media is their shield. Beware of anyone who says we should be more like Europe. Europe is gone, and the shining capital on the hill is now a termite mound. You want your country back? First, you got to get rid of the rhinos. Welcome to the Spirit of America Party show. I was listening to Mark Levin. He's ballistic tonight. He says that the Republicans have sold out to Obama. It is really terrible. Seems like everybody plays the fool.
Okay, so your heart's broken. You sit around hoping, crying, crying. You say you even thinking about dying? Well, you do anything rash. Dig this. Everybody plays the fool sometimes. There's no exception to the rule. Listen, baby, it may be factual, maybe cruel. Love you. Oh, love it, I
Yeah, Mark Levin was real upset tonight. So was Savage. Savage was upset. And all I hear is Bob Grant, before he passed away, saying, "It's over, folks. It's over." He was talking about losing a country. He said, "It's over, folks." And that's what he saw on his horizon. And Mark is upset that the Rhinos have sold out, the Republicans have sold out to the Democrats. And he said that they're letting the Democrats run the show and do whatever they want. And he also mentioned that two Tea Party guys who had committees had them taken away by Boehner. That's Boehner is like Nancy Pelosi. He's the Republican version of Nancy Pelosi. She's more manly than he is, though. And the two Tea Party boys who voted against Boehner were punished. And they were removed from their committees. One is a guy named Nugent. When you hear his name come up, I think his name was Richard, or I think it was Richard Nugent. When you hear his name come up, support him. And the other guy you can't forget, his name is Daniel Webster. And they've both been punished, Democrat style. You go to Congress as a Democrat, the first meeting you will attend is the meeting that says you never go against the party. That's why the Democrats never break ranks. It could be, we're going to kill 100 kids today, and we're voting for it, and they'll all vote to kill those 100 kids. Not one will break ranks. And the only one that's broken ranks is Menendez, and you see what they're doing to him. He's going to be a filleted. And, of course, the old Department of Justice is going to bring justice to anybody who opposes Obama to Kami. Mark Levin says Senator Corker is no good, and neither is Lindsey Graham. And John McCain, it's time that you left office and let somebody else take your place. And you can still continue to have that Ted Kennedy souvenir shop, you know. I'll be up there. I'll buy one of those little Chappaquiddick bridges and the 57 Oldsmobile. Yeah. That's what John McCain should do. He should open up a Ted Kennedy souvenir shop. John, I got to ask you a question. You're watching this communist president take down America and making alliances with our enemies. Hey, John, there were Cuban officers who tortured your buddies and probably you in the Hanoi Hilton. You were there for 5 years. Surely some Cuban punched you around. John, how are you letting this happen? How are you letting this Obama sell out to the communist government of Cuba, the same government that tried to blow the United States to smithereens? So much so that they scared the pants off of Khrushchev, who pulled the missiles out. Castro wanted to push those buttons so bad. How bad? And the Russians were lucky that he didn't take them away from them. It is unbelievable. Well, Mark Levin says that the Republicans have given Obama more powers than he's entitled to. He said the Republicans gave Obama the power of the purse. He gave them the power of stopping impeachment, and he gave them the power of treaties, which they never should have given up. So Mark is really upset. I could see why. You know, you see your country going down the tubes. I mean, we can't even protect our borders. What good are we? And now, I mean, Obama is a universal joke throughout the world. There's nobody trusts him. There's nobody who believes him. And he's the representative of the party of death, and nobody believes Democrats either. And I don't know how you can be a Democrat and call yourself an American. Not when you vote to burn the flag. Not when you vote no anesthesia for children that are being tortured in the womb. And the reason you give is that we'll have to admit that the child feels pain. That child feels pain. I put you in a womb-like environment and pull your legs off. Yeah, unbelievable. Yeah, so Mark Levin says the treaty powers are gone, and we have surrendered to an imperial presidency. And Putin and Obama are planning to destroy Israel. And I got to tell you, there are more weapon sales being made by the Russians today than ever in any other time in the history of the Soviet Union. And that is the Soviet Union back there. They said today that Putin is banning pornography on the internet. And that's a nice, you know, that's a touchy-feely thing. And it's a good thing to do. After seeing Game of Moans the other night, I'm passing on that show. If I want to see a nude review, I'll go to a burlesque show. At least there you get a few comedians. It's unbelievable. So, having said that, we're going to give a little reminder to the party of death that they got to change their evil ways. Puppy governors pooped their pants, no hitting in the face. This is a good indicator of the missing two big Liberty Bells. The pushovery puppies are being forced to show their jelly. Meanwhile, we have an atheist quoting inshallahs and negotiating. You know what? I just saw an American Marine. He's been in an Iranian prison for 3 years. He's of Iranian descent. He went to see his grandma and he meet relatives in Iran. And he was on his way to a family party, the welcoming party. And I think they're called the Baji in the police in Iran. They're not nice people. They beat women. They hang women. The Iranians had a demonstration for freedom, like Tiananmen Square. And I remember there was a girl, I think her name was Nada. And she was with her father, demonstrating for freedom. She had a white blouse on, and they put three bullets in the front of her chest, and she was gone. And nobody from the United States ever helped the Iranians rise up. It's like the unwritten, we don't go there. And I got to tell you, who had the best opportunity and screwed it up? George Bush Jr. When that tank column came out of a storm in Iraq and made a right-hand turn into Saddam's palace, the Iranians were 30 minutes away, and they were pooping their dish dashes because they thought they were next. They had seen the fighting effectiveness of the American military and how fast they could roll and how much firepower they had, and they all pooped their dish. We were a half hour away from Tehran. That was the time to get them to give up nukes. But George Bush had bad advisors, and they told him, don't go too far, George. So they set up a radio station to reach into Iran and get the young people excited about all the wonderful things that the West has to offer. And I tried to get my show on that radio station. I was going to do 50s music for the Iranians, because it's very hard to come up to decadent, great shaitan levels of today. Pigs in a blanket, you know. You can't do pigs in a blanket with a halal society. But turned out that they hired Iranians to do the show. And I think the Iranians were working for the Iranian government, and there was nobody there to listen in on their conversations. So, and it didn't succeed, and it petered out. But that was it. We had a golden opportunity. The people in Iraq were free. They were going to have elections, and as the Iranians saw what they were doing and how and they were enjoying the benefits of Western society and the freedoms, and they started to say, "We could do it. We could do this. We can get rid of these bearded wonders here. We can get rid of them." So they had a demonstration, and along came the Baji police. And when the Baji police come along, they're not too kind and too generous. And there's people that pray to the merciful God show no mercy. And if you get arrested, you get thrown into the trunk of a car. You don't get to sit in the back seat. And nobody holds your head so you don't bang it on the roof getting into the car. You get thrown in the trunk. And then when you get to the police station, you get beaten and raped. And it don't matter what sex you are. Yeah. Unbelievable. So, we screwed up. That was our opportunity to free the Iranians. And then we wouldn't be in this pile of Democrat crap that we're in today. And this is not going to go better and good. I hear today that ISIS is in Mexico. I know that the Iranians, Hezbollah, has been in Venezuela for years. And it's going to get interesting. And all of these people that are anti-war, you know what's going to happen to them? They're going to have their place cards packed in all the wrong places. Yeah, as while they're on the run, trying to get over the bridge before the cloud of smoke gets to them. Remember, on 9-1-1, there were 100,000 Americans panicking in the streets in New York. Nobody showed you a lot of those pictures. They didn't want you to see. But those people were all on the run. And that was only for, 2 hours? 2 hours of an attack? Actually, in a minute and a half, those towers were gone. Yeah. Wait till we have it all over the country. Wait till it happens all at once. Wait till the Iranians bring out their subway stops, maps, We're going to learn, man. We're going to learn everything the hard way. So, the pushover repuppies are being forced to show their jelly. Meanwhile, we have an atheist. John Kerry is a disgrace. That's what I started to say. John Kerry is sitting there negotiating with the terrorists, and he's giving them everything. You want nukes, you got them. Don't worry about it. Or 13 years it'll take you? Oh, we got 13 years. You got 13 minutes, John. You're on standby. He never asked for this Marine of Iranian descent who was being tortured for 3.5 years in an Iranian prison. Not only was he being tortured, his entire family was being tortured because with the threat of no results and no information, everybody is hanging on tenderhooks. And John Kerry isn't sitting there and saying to the Ayatollah's representatives, you have one of our Americans, we want him tomorrow. If we don't get him tomorrow, we may go to war. How's that? We may have to start sinking your oil wells. We may have to start sinking your ships. Please give us that Marine so we can continue to discuss your loading up with nukes. Yeah, and that's what you got to do. I tell you, the only thing a terrorist fears is a bigger terrorist. So, where are we here? John Kerry shouts, Allahu Akbar. The Muslim CIA director reads the death to America and don't forget the Jews, Asura. 2 bare feet on the Oval Office desk. You ever see my picture of Obama with his bare feet up on the desk and laughing over his toes at the American people? That's what he really thinks of us, including his brothers. Yeah. His brothers are Putin. Nobody except the next president, Comrade Putin. Nobody will like the outcome. Nobody except ex-president Comrade Putin. I'm starting to pick Cotton, Tom Cotton. Walmart has slaves in China. 4,000 containers come to Walmart from China every week, and the 4,000 go back empty. There's your balance of trade. Have you ever seen Chinese girls making jeans so tired that they have to keep their eyes open with clothespins? The manager is a colonel in the Red Chai Com Army. He beats them out of money. Sometimes they have to strike just to get their paycheck. That's how communism really works. It is really sad. Oh, there's my picture of Obama with his big feet up. With his size 9s. Let me give you a tribute to an American who died to free the slaves. Yes, a white American who died to free the slaves. And I dedicate this to Malik Shabazz, who is a communist working for the takedown of America.
My brave lad sleeps in his faded coat of blue. In a lonely grave unknown lies the heart that beats so true. He sang faint and hungry among the famished brave, and they laid him sad and lonely within his nameless grave. No more the bugle calls the weary one. Rest, noble spirit, in thy grave unknown. I'll find you and know you among the good and true. When a robe of white is given for the faded coat of blue. and just a little crumb. And my mother, she will bless you through all the years to come. Oh, tell my sweet sister, so gentle, good and true, that I'll meet her up in heaven in my faded coat of blue. No more the bugle calls the weary one. Rest, noble spirit, in thy grave unknown. I'll find you and know you among the good and true. When a robe of white is given for a faded coat of blue. Yet my heart with startling beat, with each footfall at my door, I gaze over the hill where he waved a last adieu. But no gallant lad I see in his faded coat of blue. No more the bugle in thy grave unknown. I'll find you and know you among the good and true. When a robe of white is given for a faded coat of blue.
Governor Cuomo said today, we don't need 30 bullets to kill overweight New Yorkers. Hillary Clinton discovered at a power plant in Maryland recharging her server. Death penalty for the Massachusetts jihadist. It is easy for people who say life in prison over death. And I saw the five arguing over this touchy-feely situation. And I asked myself, would Juan Williams and Gutfeld be so touchy-feely if they were sitting there with no legs and banana running shoes? Imagine the judge tells the jury that if they vote life in prison, the jury has to pay his rent and possibly a sex change operation. Your Honor, we've already come to the decision. Express the checkout, Your Honor. Yeah, there's a sad story that goes back to the 50s. You wouldn't want to. You should Google it and learn a lesson. There's a guy named Richard Speck, and there were girls studying to be nurses, and in Chicago, and they had an apartment, and there was about seven girls, and as each one came home or off duty. And they got walked into the house. He had them all tied up, and then he cut them to pieces. And he killed all but one girl. These were all Filipino exchange students. He killed. Imagine that. You're a little village in the Philippines, and your daughter just got accepted to medical school to become a nurse, and you're so proud, and you're sending her off to the greatest nation in the world. the country that freed the Philippines from the Japanese. And then you find out that an American cut their throats and abused them. So Richard Speck, who should have been thrown out of the apartment window, at the mercy of a liberal jury, and he was sentenced to life in prison. While he was in prison, I don't know if he had a sex change operation, but he was getting hormone shots to develop breasts. And this is what the American people paid for. Yet the talent, the love, the breeding ability of 7 Filipino nurses, and one escaped. She hid under the bed and he missed her. But all that they could contribute in a lifetime was all destroyed by one sick hawk, right? And he should have been express checked out day one. And one day we're going to have to pay for all these guys that are sitting in jail and building their biceps. And people, it ain't going to be my generation that does it, but the generations that feel abortion's a wonderful thing and euthanasia is great will start looking at the cost of keeping these people in prisons, and they're going to get express checkout. It is really sad. And he lived a long time. He just died a couple of years ago. So he lived 50 years under taxpayer. And those poor girls never had a chance. If only one of them had a gun. Because he didn't have a gun, I don't believe. That's all. That would have equalized the score. Can't lose with Cruz. I like Cruz. As a matter of fact, America is great. You can be anything you want to be. If you want to be president of the United States, you can be. And that's the truth. Of course, you have to beat the Bushes and the Clintons. but you can be anything you want to be in this country. As a matter of fact, I'm president of Jews for Cruz, and I'm Irish. What a great country. But anyway, Clinton email scandal disqualifies her for president. Okay. Now, we were talking about rhinos, and I'm going to give you 75 names of rhinos who have to be replaced. I got to tell you, if you're a Republican and you want to remain a Republican and not be compromised and be absorbed into the Democrat Communist Party, you better start going after these rhinos and getting rid of them. Block their progress. Progress of Tea Party candidates, even when Boehner takes them out of committees. Support them. Help them get ahead. The 74 Republicans who joined Boehner to vote with the Dems were Benishek, Bishop, Boehner, Bost, Brooks, Buchanan, Calvert, Carter, Kaufman, Cole, Collins from New York. That Carter's from Texas. Brooks is from Indiana. Bishop is from Michigan. Comstock, Costello from PA, Curbelo from Florida, Rodney Davis, Denham, Dent. Why did they do that? I hate this. These little arrows annoy me. Oh, maybe I'm doing it wrong. Yeah, it looks like I am doing it wrong. Okay, here we go. I said Dent, Diaz, Ballard, Dold, Elmers, North Carolina, Emma, Minnesota, Fitzpatrick, Frelinghuysen, Gibson, Granger, Guyenta, Hannah, Hardy, Heck, Heard from Texas, Heck from Nevada, Jolly, Katko, King from New York. There isn't a decent politician from New York. That's Peter King. He's no good. He's no good. He can't even be diplomatic. He stabbed Ted Cruz in the back coming out to shoot. Yeah, he's supposed to be the head of the Intelligence Committee or a key man in the Intelligence Committee. He gets all his intelligence from Marvel Comics. Klein and Knight. And if you ask him, what happened in Benghazi? I can't talk about it. It's classified material. Who killed who? I can't talk about it. Is it true that they hung up the phone when these guys called for help? Well, it's classified. Who is that bimbo I saw you running around? I can't talk about that. That's classified. Lance, Lobiondo, McCarthy. I hate it when Irishmen betrayed in a country. I hate it. You have no idea what it does to me. When I see an Irishman and a Democrat, and he stands up there and says proudly, I'm a Catholic too, it makes me sick. And I vomit green for a half an hour. McHenry, McMorris, Rogers, McSally, Meehan, Miller, Molinar, Murphy from Pennsylvania, Noem, Nunes, Paulson, Pittenger, Pitts, Poliquin, Reichert, Rogers, Ross Latinen, Royce, Ryan, Scalise, Schock, Shimkus, Simpson, Smith from New Jersey, Stefanik, Stivers, Thompson from Pennsylvania, Tiberi, Trott, Turner, Upton, Valadao, Walden, Walters, Mimi Walters, and Young from Indiana. There's 75 rhinos that have to be eliminated. Any way we can. Beat them with the ballot. Beat them to death with ballots. So, let me give you another tune. I was looking at a Frankie Lyman tune. Goody, goody. This is what we'll sing when we get rid of the rhinos. And now I'd like to give my tribute to Bill PLO Dancer Moore. You know what a Bronx cheer is? Okay. He pretends to come from. Let me see. He betrayed the country he pretends to come from a long time ago. When he dies, he'll be buried in the Kremlin Wall. Unless he gets a burial at sea with full Bin Laden honors, followed by bacon and empty beer cans. Is that his book, Communists Can Make Big Money Too? All media is giving Hitler a pass. The buzzword tonight is flippant. Flippant with extreme laughter. I watched O'Reilly tonight with Bernie Goldberg as they chuckled away a very dangerous situation. Our bribe-taking government. $2 billion? I want to see the list of donors. I saw one list. I can't find it. And that was to a brother for $450,000. And it was all foreign governments. Okay, our bribe-taking government can't keep their Secret Service sober. There are more classified American secrets in the Chinese and Russian archives than are left in washed-out D.C. Between Private Mr. and Mrs. Manning and KGB agent Snowjob, little is left in the old file cabinet. I heard a military guy say that we have a jet fighter that will take 10 years to complete, and the Chinese, with our plans, already have it. They finished it in a year and a half. I honestly believe the Democrat Party, some knowingly and others unknowingly, is the Communist Party. As it becomes more obvious to people and friends, you know what? Right now I'm just a kook that uses the word communist a lot. But I gotta tell you, more and more it's creeping into people's vocabulary. Wait until the word police start to strike back. They'll come out with the label, you're a McCarthyite. When they say they hit you with that, you use the word communist and they jump you and say McCarthyite, call them a Rosenberg. That'll shut them right up. Now they are reaching, they might charge you with anti-Semitism. Then you could remind them that Judge Kaufman, a Semite, sentenced the Rosenbergs to death, and they should read his sentence. It is beautiful. It is the American Declaration of Independence, all the way to the electric chair. Now they are reaching for powers that they would not try before. Just look at what and who they control. They control the unions. They control the schools, some churches. All forms of corruption like porn, drugs, gambling, and bribery. Their legislation proves my point. How is that glaucoma coming? And now they want to give marijuana to the pets. Yeah, my C&I dog has glaucoma. Could I get two joints? We need to suck fumes to see again. We don't need weed. We have Marinol in liquid and suppository form. You don't have to pass the roach around. Prostitution, but enough about the Democrats. I did a joke the other night. Somebody, a girl said to me once, talk dirty to me. I said, Democrat, Democrat. The 45 goals of the Communist Party have all been reached since 1962. One of which was to gain control of one or both political parties, and I covered that tonight. They got 15% of the Republicans. They got 100% of the Democrat Party, Parti de la Muerte, Parti de la Comunistas. And they already have the abortion party, and the rhinos are in training. When you see a Mexican flag replacing an American flag, that is the beginning. That is the beginning. What did I do here, mommy? That is the beginning. When you see a communist university subsidized by American taxes refuse to fly the flag of the nation, the revolution has already begun. And now you've got communist universities refusing to show on campus the movie American Sniper. And you know what? I would like to see one conservative college student group rate all the colleges in the United States with hammers and sickles, the most communist college to the least communist college, the most patriotic college to the least patriotic college. Yes, I'm sure Columbia and NYU would be at the top of that list. I call Columbia the germ of the ocean. And to think that after World War II, many GIs got degrees from those communist colleges when they were still American. Our Supreme Court now has four communists on the bench. Our president is a communist and an anti-Semite, anti-Christian, put into power by communists. And so is the mayor of New York. The mayor of New York, who says that every illegal alien is going to have the right to vote in the next election. There is only one side fighting, and it has control over the communist media. So when so-called fair and balanced fools joke about Hitlery, I coined that name Hitlery, and I already got a blog from somebody that has a letter, you know, like a weekly letter. And it might be coincidence, but he's using the word Hitlery. But I'm not going to pull a Savage and say he stole it from me. Could be just great minds running the same channel. 47 senators sent a letter to stop Obama's alliance with another terrorist country, and the communists called them unpatriotic, in violation of their law, of their treason. From Cuba to China to Putin, Landist Party of Party de la Muerte only gets people killed. Oh, to Putin land. Okay. Whether it is 30 SEALs in a CH-47 or 2,347 dead Americans in Afghanistan, hidden from the American people, classified as NATO troops to be identified later, to all the Christians being slaughtered, raped, and sold into slavery, this president is hell-bent to destroy the USA. He can't do it alone. He needs his Communist Party and the unaware. Until it is gone forever, America. Never can happen, happens all the time. Remember this, on 9/11, 3,000 Americans died along with 200 children of pro-life mothers, but 100,000 were running through the streets in panic. We have not seen ISIS and associates in our malls yet, like in Kenya. An easier target with more impact are school kids. Sandy Hook had no armed guards. How many more Sandy Hooks? No one in this whole country knew about 9/11 until it was over. No one will see the next atrocity coming. Let me give a break for a tune. We'll do Someday. It's a guy looking for a girl.
Someday you will seek me and find me. Someday of the days that shall be. Oh, surely you will come and remind me of a dream that is calling for. Of the spring, my soul shall discover the soul born for my lover, the girl who can make me your king.
Frankie Lane, great crooner, fantastic. He sang loud because he was hard of hearing. I learned that from a guy named Joe Butera, who had a relative named Sam Butera. And Sam Butera was a saxophone player with Louis Prima, which you probably don't know Louis Prima, but you would know his music if you heard it. Okay, So I'm just thinking about going into Nam, being brought to die in Nam by the Democrat Party of Death. And, of course, you know that the Democrats ran out on the troops there when LBJ said, I'm not going to run anymore. And he left office, and he left at least 500,000 troops on the battlefield. I could never do that. And you want to know something else I could never do? I could never let one GI coming home in a flag-draped coffin not being welcomed by me personally. And if they were coming home 10,000 at a time, I'd be a very busy guy. But I could never, never not pay homage to such a great sacrifice and to the mother who lost her national treasure. Couldn't do a form letter. I would have to be there at that airport. And that's what you get when you elect an American. It's really sad. Benghazi. I never would have let those guys die up there. And you know what? It's a crime. You know what Dante says? The lowest rung in hell is reserved for those who betray a trust. And we got a lot of politicians that are going to be in that lowest rung. And the ones who look the other way are the worst, and the ones who cover up are twice as bad. So, going back to Nam, when the American boys were all being drafted, whether you wanted to or not, unless you had political influence, or you knew Al Gore's father and you slipped him some cash, you were going. And a lot of black guys had no political influence, and that's why a lot of black guys ended up getting drafted. And you remember John Kerry saying, you better stay in college or else you're going to end up in Iraq with the dummies? And now he's negotiating with terrorists for the protection of the United States. John Kerry should clean his service revolver and keep it loaded and look down the barrel and check the trigger pull. Unbelievable, man. Hanoi John and Hanoi Jane, they were the biggest traitors of Nam. Hanoi Jane should have gotten the death penalty. She should have gotten Ethel Rosenberg's seat in the electric chair. But Hollywood covered up for her. Communist Hollywood. That's who they are. Pornowood, I call them. So the draft dodgers who started burning their draft cards and spitting on Americans who gave it all, they had a couple of slogans that I'm going to make you aware of. One of the slogans in the 60s was, better red than dead. So that's how they felt about this country. Better we go communist than we should be killed by the communists. So that's surrender talk. And when you hear somebody saying they're anti-war, they're lying. They're anti-win. And another saying that the communists had in the 60s was, better to be a live coward than a dead hero. And that makes sense when you're smoking a joint and you got a nice pretty girl standing next to you and giving out free samples. That sure beats going to a rice paddy any day of the week, huh? And then this is the one that has now come back to haunt them. Never trust anyone over 40. Now they're in their 60s and 70s. So I guess they had to change that rule, huh? Unbelievable. Okay, here's another tune about a guy in trouble with a girl. He didn't get a girl in trouble. I'm not saying that. And that must be terrible. When you get a girl in trouble and you won't even give a cab fare to the clinic, to the Democrat chop shop. You just went off the hook. That's really sad, man. That's really sad. That's very dishonorable. And you had a dishonorable discharge. Okay, we're back. We're going to close the show. We're going to close the show with a tune that you never hear anymore, because the communists have won the war on America, and you don't know it. You're walking around using words like freedom. Yeah, freedom. We have freedom. Yeah. And did you hear Governor Christie tonight? He wants to take Social Security away from anybody that earns more than $80,000 a year. And they're on Social Security. He wants to take it away from them. And if they have more than $200,000 in the bank, he says they don't need it. And that's how politicians can go communist. And he's going to use that money to buy younger votes. Yet Hillary Clinton, this is about 9-1-1. And what happened? How the Democrats reacted? I got a list. If you go, I don't know if you'll see it. If you go to the Spirit of America Party book, if you get the book, I have everybody who was on the Defense Intelligence Committee at the time of 9-1-1. And I have a list of all of the Democrats who voted to burn the flag that are on that committee. And all the Republicans. I think it's 8 on each side. And all the Democrats have voted to burn the flag. 40 days before 9-1-1. 40 days before 9-1-1, SJR-7, they voted to burn the flag. You know what? I had that original vote, and now it's disappeared. I can't find it. If I look in the archives, I can't find it. That's because the vote to make it a crime, to burn the flag, never passed. And so I guess they pulled the names of everybody who voted. And it shouldn't be, because I've got the list of 125 who voted in the Congress to burn the flag, who sent the bill up to the Senate committee. All the Democrats voted to burn the flag. And on the Republican side, I think it was Arlen Specter was the only one who voted to burn the flag. And you know what a piece of shice he turned out to be. Okay? So anyway, the first thing, who gave us 9-1-1? The Democrats. In 1993, Osama bin Laden came for the first time. He came with a big truck loaded with explosives, and he tried to do an Oklahoma City on the World Trade Center. And he only managed to kill about 5 people and wound about 100. And they believed if they had parked the truck in the basement, it would collapse the tower, and like a domino, another tower would have collapsed another tower. But it didn't work out, and the press covered up for the invitation that the Clintons sent to Osama bin Laden to come kill us. And they laughed it off. They said these Arabs are jerks. Look, they even brought the steering wheel back to get a refund on the rental. And we laughed how stupid they were. 1993, 8 years later, they came back to finish the job. And the first thing Hillary Clinton said to cover up the first attempted murder of America was, what did Bush know and when did he know it? Right away, right out of the gate, she had to blame Bush. And now Obama is doing the same blame Bush tactic. I'll tell you one thing Bush did that was smart. He had capable people at his side. Obama has nothing. Nothing. Just communist losers who are losing a country. So Hillary screamed, what did Bush know and when did he know it? Her party let bin Laden live in 1993. And the next speech, she gives out about women's rights, she should give it to her husband first. Her computers are the property of the American people, for she did government work on them. Are you going to tell me out of 30,000 emails that there's no intelligence to be gathered from those 30,000 emails? Do you know how much information Putin has on us that we don't know about? Yep, those computers were the property of the American people, and she did government work on them. The FBI should have seized them right away. For sure, our enemies knew her every move, and that had to cost American lives. To quote Shakespeare, her party doth a protest too much. You're witnessing a communist takeover revolution, and the only alternative is an American resurrection. I'm going out with a tune. I'm going out with a tune dedicated to men who saved this country from extermination during World War II, who made sure that nobody got to their children and their families at home, who made sure they never ended up on the end of a Japanese bayonet or in a German concentration camp. And they went to war believing they would never return. And they gave us the greatest gift that one man could give another. They gave us our lives. I got a tune. It was recorded by the original cast of World War II. When you hear this Star Spangled Banner, just remember that the guys that are listening to this in the 40s all dedicated their lives to your survival. And there are 48 scratches in this record. And each scratch represents 8,000 Americans who died so that you and I could complain about secondhand smoke. So say a little prayer for them as they prayed for you. Okay, you know what? I'm going to hang in because I just got some news from a pro-life group, and I just want to share it with you before it slips into oblivion. And the headline is, CNN asked the top Democrat if it's okay to kill a 7-pound baby in abortion. And here's her answer. And guess who is deciding who lives and who dies? I, Claudia. Her name is, you know her, Spaghetti Head. Her name escapes me now, but it'll come up. Click to read. Here's what she said. Oh, her name is Debbie Wasserman Schultz. Do you know that when I got married, you had to take a Wasserman test? You know what a Wasserman test is? It's a test for sexual transmitted diseases. But they don't do that anymore. They just let you go right through. What's he got? AIDS. Let him go. Last week, the head of the Democratic Party made it clear there should be no limits on abortion, period. And that includes no limits on abortions up to the day of birth. You'll never guess. Susan, so her name is Debbie Wasserman Schultz. And that's what chances you have as a baby. And God forbid you're a Catholic baby. You know what, Debbie Wasserman Schultz, she is very evil. You know what she did? She was with Bill Nelson, Moran. I don't know if he's a congressman or senator, but he's a real hothead. He's known for his temper. And Bill Nelson, her, Moran, they blocked the door to Terri Schiavo. And Terri Schiavo starved to death over 13 days. And they voted to pull the tube because the Democrat Party is a Parte de la Muerte. The Democrat Party is the party of death. And they don't care who they have to kill to stay in power. So the thing that I know about Debbie Wasserman Schultz is she's banned from every beauty parlor in New York City. The only place that she can get her hair done is at Tony's Pizzeria in Brooklyn. And when Tony's finished quaffing her, he takes a look and he sizes it up and he goes, okay, how do you want to top it off? You want to do mushrooms or anchovies? I'll now say goodnight. We got a tune, Night and Day. It's only 56 seconds. Here's one for you. This is When Women Loved Men.
Of your arms,
Have a nice night, folks.